There have been 3 murders, and Inspector March is investigating, but his relationship with an American journalist is bound to get him into deep trouble. Here's the story so far.
1945 brought victory to the world. Herr Hitler's triumph was absolute. The secrets of the Führer's war were kept. Now in 1964 Berlin, a murder case has opened up a bigger investigation for Inspector March. But time is running out, as the watchful eye of the Gestapo has turned its attention towards his unorthodox theories.
You fished out of the lake one of the glorious pioneers of the National Socialist Revolution. How are you recollecting where he was?
We have known about Partikommer Bühler for some time. Unfortunately, at some point last week, the bastard found out we were onto it.
And killed himself? And struck out?
The same.
Was anyone else of high rank involved?
You are familiar with the former Undersecretary of State at the Foreign Ministry, Martin Luther.
Of course.
He is the man we seek.
This could be the biggest story of my life, and I want to know what the story is.
How do I know I can trust you?
How do I know I can trust you?
Bühler stole the art. Stuckart received it. Luther's position at the Foreign Ministry gave him an opportunity to travel freely abroad. We believe he smuggled certain items out of the Reich and sold them.
You reported him missing on Tuesday morning?
Oh, I was about to, when Obergruppenführer Globotnik arrived.
He arrived before you even told the police?
The Obergruppenführer took it very seriously.
Did he tell you why he needed to speak to Herr Luther?
No.
Are you in trouble?
Yes, they searched my apartment too.
At 6 o'clock this morning, this arrived at my house. Oh, clear. I have to tell you, March, there is easily enough here to send you east.
Zhao and Shia operate a safe deposit box system. Whoever has the key and the letter of authorization has access to the box. And it would appear that we have both.
Interesting. If Bühler's suicide was faked, then it is logical to suppose that Stuckart's was also.
That was my conclusion. That was why I visited Stuckart's apartment last night.
Bye, then.
Take this envelope. Keep it on you. It's better.
Switzerland, huh?
Go.
Is he in?
You think no one?
What have we here? Stand by for a moment. So soon. Empty-handed, I assume.
Unfortunately.
If I know Luther, he's far too cunning to show himself yet. He'll wait a few days. That must be our hope.
I wish to leave the country.
Your file is compendious, Mark, but nowhere does it mention your sense of humor. Excellent. Who knows? You may yet survive.
I wish to go to Switzerland.
Of course. The scenery is spectacular.
I've checked with Lufthansa. Luther flew to Zurich on Sunday afternoon and returned to Berlin on the last flight on Monday night. I believe he had access to a numbered account. A safe deposit box.
You've got a visa?
Only for 24 hours. Then I'll be watched.
Where are you going anyway? A holiday? A little balalaika music on the shores of the Black Sea.
Switzerland. This key, I took it from Stuttgart's safe last night. It opens a safe deposit box in Zurich. The Gestapo have got a file on me. They're going to use it on Monday.
Jesus Christ. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I got home this morning to find my apartment turned upside down. They'd even opened my mail. And there was a letter from Clara. She's decided that I'm not to see Pilly in future. It upsets the boy too much.
Yeah, she can't say that.
She said if I don't agree, she'd go before the Reich family court and swear a deposition, giving her reasons.
I'm sorry, Zari.
Look, would you do something for me?
Name it.
They broke into the American woman's apartment as well this morning. Could you ask Yorpo in Schoenberg to take a look occasionally? I've left the address on my desk. Also, I've given her your telephone number in case of trouble.
No problem.
And can you look after this for Billy? It's not much, but I may need the rest. Hang on to it until he's old enough to know what to do with it.
You are coming back, aren't you? Another beer?
I'm sorry, I have to go. I owe you.
Hello, Xavi. When you get back, come and stay with us for a couple of days. The younger girls are at a Bund Deutscher Mädel camp for a week. You can have their room. We can work something out for the court-martial.
Look after yourself, Max.
I look after yourself, darling.
Inspector March?
Yes?
I'm Inspector Schultz, Swiss Police. I'm here to ensure you enjoy your stay. I've got a car outside.
I wasn't expecting a chauffeur. You're following me.
Follow and protect as necessary. It's much easier this way, sir. Let me take that. What hotel are you staying at?
Yes? Just a minute.
Sorry, sir, with the compliments of the lady, room 277, sir.
Put it over there.
Thank you.
Room 277, please. I thought I told you not to come.
So, I went to New York. I tried to be an actress. That didn't work. Tried to be a journalist. That suited me better, so I enrolled at Columbia to my father's great relief. And then what do you know? I start an affair with teacher. How stupid can you get? Any more wine in there?
Why Berlin?
Chance to get away from New York. My mother being German made it easier for me to get a visa. Oh, I have to admit, world European features is not quite as grand as it sounds. Two men in an office on the wrong side of town with a telex machine. To be honest, they were happy to take anyone who could get a visa out to Berlin. I didn't know he was married, you see. The teacher. Basic failure of research there, wouldn't you say?
When did it end?
Last year. I came to Europe to show them all I could do it. Especially him. That's why I felt so sick about being expelled. God, the thought of facing them all again. Perhaps I got a father fixation. How old are you?
42.
Whoa, bang in my age range. You better watch out. Are you married?
Divorced.
Divorced? That's promising. Tell me about it.
She's
she seeing anyone else?
Yes. Party bureaucrat. Much more suitable than me. At least that's what my son thinks.
And you? Do you have anyone?
So many questions. You should have been a detective.
So few answers. You should have been a reporter. You know, when I met you, I hated you on sight. It's a uniform.
Tell me, what do they say of the SS in America?
Oh, come on, please. Don't let you in good evening.
I mean it. I'd like to know.
Well, murderers, sadists, evil personified, all that. You asked for it. Nothing personal intended, you understand. Any other questions?
The war in the East. In Berlin, we hear only victories.
I read somewhere that the Pentagon estimates 100,000 Germans killed since 1960. The Luftwaffe is bombing the Russian towns flat day after day, and still they keep coming back at you. You can't win, because they've got nowhere else to go.
Is Winston Churchill still alive?
He's an old man in Canada. He lives there. So does the Queen.
The Queen?
Elizabeth claims the English throne from her uncle, King Edward.
And the Jews? What do the Americans say we did to them?
Why are you doing this?
Please. The truth.
The truth. How do I know what the truth is?
Very well, give me the propaganda.
All right. They say you scoured Europe for every living Jew, men, women, children, babies. Say you shipped them out to ghettos in the East, where thousands died of malnutrition and disease. Then you forced the survivors further east. Nobody knows what happened after that. Satisfied? Is that enough?
I'm sorry.
That's why you agreed to eat with me, isn't it? You wanted to pick my brains. And I thought I was using you. Can I have one of those? When I first came to Berlin, and my parents gave me that list of people they knew in the old days, there was lots of theater people on it. Artists, friends of my mother's. I suppose quite a few of them in the way of things must have been Jews or homosexuals. And I went looking for them. All of them had gone, of course. Gone east, as they say. But they hadn't just vanished. It was as if they never existed. You asked me of that man at the embassy, if he was my lover.
I'm sorry. That was very rude of me.
Would you have been disappointed if I said he was?
I...
Well, he isn't. He'd like to be. I hadn't met anyone. I'm 25. I go where I like. I do what I like. I choose who I like. God, I hate getting this sort of thing out of the way, don't you? Wait. Wait. You sure you don't just want me for my mind?
There it is. Green door on the left there. I'll be waiting.
Thanks.
Herr March, is it? And Fräulein Maguire. English?
American.
Ah, good. Always a pleasure to meet our American friend. I understand you have the necessary authorization. Yes, indeed. The hand of my youth. Oh dear, my script has deteriorated since those years. Come, do sit down, please. Is this an official visit?
How do you mean?
Are you a policeman?
How did you know?
It's my speciality. Next you will tell me it is a delicate matter.
It is a delicate matter.
Sometimes it seems to me that the whole history of 20th century Europe has flowed through this office. Jewish refugees, followed by German officials of, how shall we say, newly acquired wealth. And now Americans. As your great countries come together.
This letter of authorization, how much access does it give us?
You have the key, then you have total access. That is the agreement.
We'd like to begin with the account records.
Very well. What would you wish to know?
When was the account opened?
July 1942, the eighth day of the month.
Who opened it?
Martin Luther.
What were the arrangements for the account?
One box, three keys.
Three keys? How were they distributed?
They were all issued to Herr Luther, along with three letters of authorization.
And how did you pay for the account?
Cash. Swiss francs. 30 years' rental in advance. Don't worry, Herr March. There's nothing to pay until 1972.
And until last Monday, the box had not been opened for how long?
1943. Nearly 21 years. I might add that there's nothing unusual about this. We have boxes here that have lain untouched for 50 years or more.
Was there anything else?
There we are.
You do it.
I'm shaking. It's empty, I think. No. Property of the Reich Foreign Ministry, Treaty Archive, Berlin.
Open it.
It's beautiful. What does it mean?
That this deposit box was no more than an extension of Beulah's treasure chamber.
May I? It's Italian, I think. You see her costume? The way the neckline of her dress is cut square? And the sleeves? I'd say Renaissance. Very old. And very genuine.
And very stolen. Put it back.
Do we have to?
Of course, unless you can think of a good story for the customers at Berlin Airport. We better go.
1 minute.
Something more.
What were you hoping for?
I don't know. More than this. Something that would give me a clue.
We've finished here, Herzog. Thank you.
Everything is to your satisfaction, I trust?
Perfectly. I must warn you, Herzog, that two of the joint holders of this account have been murdered in the past week. Martin Luther himself has disappeared. His life is in danger. Is there anything else you can tell me?
Oh, dear me, dear me. Old clients pass away, and new ones take their place, and so the world turns. For you.
Oh.
From the gift shop over there. I suppose it's where Luther bought the chocolates he sent to Beulah and Stuttgart. Yeah.
But surely he didn't come all the way to Zurich to deposit a painting.
No. No, he came to retrieve something. Perhaps he was worried it wouldn't be there. The chocolates were a message. A signal, perhaps a success. So far, my old comrade, so good.
What was it?
Not paintings. Even as a retired foreign ministry official, he couldn't have hoped to get anything through customs, not for the extra security for the Fuhrer's birthday.
Money?
No, they had no shortage of that. But paper? Maybe.
Paper?
They were all civil servants. They lived their lives by paper. On paper.
The safe was completely empty?
Yes, sir, empty.
Do you believe in coincidences, March?
No, sir.
No? Good. Neither do I. I don't believe two retired public servants of the same age and rank just happen to choose to commit suicide rather than be exposed to being corrupt. My God, if every government official in Berlin took that approach, the streets would be piled up high with the dead. Nor do they just happen to be murdered in the week an American president announces he will grace us with a visit. Do you know why we're greasing up the Americans, Bart?
No, sir.
Because we are in the shit. Here's something you won't read in the newspapers. 20 million settlers in the East by 1960, that was Himmler's plan. 90 million by the end of the century. Fine. Well, we shipped them out, all right. Trouble is, half of them want to come back. Consider that cosmic piece of irony, March. Living space that no one wants to live in. Terrorism. I don't need to tell you how serious terrorism has become. The Americans supply money, weapons, training. They've kept the Reds going for 20 years. As for us, the young don't want to fight, and the old don't want to work. Heydrich is mad for his American deal. He'd kill to keep it sweet. Is that what's happening here, March? Buller, Stuckert, Luther? Were they a threat to it somehow? You're an irony yourself, March, in a way. Do you ever consider that?
No, sir.
No, sir? Well, consider it now. We set out to breed a generation of supermen to rule an empire, yes? We train them to apply logic, pitilessly, even cruelly. Remember what the Führer once said? My greatest gift to the Germans is that I have taught them to think clearly. And what happens? A few of you, perhaps the best of you, begin to turn that pitiless, clear thinking onto us. I tell you, I'm glad I'm an old man. I fear for the future. Corruption it is, then.
Yes? We call the style mock Teutonic. This, you will not be surprised to hear, is the largest archive building in the world. Above us, two floors of administration. On this floor, researchers' offices and reading rooms. And beneath us, six floors of documents. You are treading, my friend, on the history of the fatherland. This monkey cell is my office. Have a seat.
I need your help, Rudy. Again. I don't hear from you for months, and suddenly it's twice in a week. I presume this also has something to do with the Bühler business. I saw the obituary. Three men, Josef Bühler, Wilhelm Stuckert, and Martin Luther. The first two dead, the last a fugitive. All three senior civil servants, as you know. In the summer of 1942, they open a bank account in Zurich. At first, I assume they put away a hoard of money or art treasures. As you suspected, Bühler was up to his armpits in corruption. But now, I think it is more likely to have been documents.
What sort of documents?
I'm not sure.
Sensitive?
Presumably. I need a clue.
How soon does this clue need to be discovered?
I need to find it tonight. Rudy, in 3 days' time. They're threatening to put me in front of an SS honor court.
What?
Yes, you know what that means. I have to find it now.
No. It's impossible. I appreciate it. It's completely against the rules. I've cleared through military eastern front, not administration internal. Now, if we're stopped, you'll have to spin security, some yarn about police business, something that'll take a couple of hours to check. As for me, I'm just a poor sucker doing what I'm told, right?
I appreciate it.
Right. State Secretary, Office Files, 1939 to 1950.
Oh, Christ, 400 boxes.
What years do you want to look at? The Swiss bank account was opened in July 1942. So let's say the first 7 months of that year.
Right. Oh, yes, I see. They've arranged the papers in four series. Office correspondence, minutes and memoranda, statutes and decrees, ministry personnel.
I'm looking for something that connects Stuttgart with Bülow and Luther, something they all took part in.
Well, in that case, we'd better start off with office correspondence. That should give us a feel for what was going on at the time. The 15, 28, 34. Okay, here we go. 2nd of January, Air Ministry distribution of gas masks. No. 4th, unauthorized use of gasoline by senior government officials. Not interesting. 6th, this is from Heydrich himself. To confirm that the inter-agency discussions, followed by luncheon originally scheduled for 9th of December 1941, has now been postponed to 20th of January 1942.
Hmm,
what? It's unusual for the main security office to convene a meeting of government agencies.
Can we find out what they discussed?
I should be able to.
Let's cross-reference it to the minutes and memoranda says, 20th of January. That's interesting.
What is it?
In the interest of state security, the minutes of the inter-agency meeting of 20th of January 1942 have been removed at the request of the Reichsführer SS Reinhard Heydrich.
Can he do that? Legally, I mean?
Well, the Gestapo can weed out whatever it wants on the grounds of security. Look at the date.
Last week. Now what do we do?
I wonder.
What?
Well, it depends how efficient our friends from the Gestapo are at weeding out embarrassing details. If they were in a hurry.
I don't understand.
We're looking to see if the original invitation is still there. For a conference at that level, Heydrich would have had to have given the participants at least 2 weeks' notice. That would mean Stuttgart's office correspondence filed for November 1941. November. Invitation to a reception given by the Italian ambassador. Boring. Conference organized by Walter Darris, the agriculture ministry. Very boring. Oh, God. Invitation from Heydrich. Not boring at all, I'm afraid. Not boring at all.
Let me see. To make all necessary preparations with regard to organizational, technical, and material measures for a complete solution of the Jewish question in Europe. Is there anything else?
This is too dangerous to meddle in.
In part 3 of Fatherland by Robert Harris, you heard Anton Lesser as Inspector March, with Angeline Ball, Peter Ellis, Stratford Johns, Andrew Sachs, Patrick Godfrey and Dan Feynman. It was dramatised and produced by John Dryden.